Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Orlando Cabrera. Batting second. The second baseman, Brandon Phillips. Batting third. The first baseman, Joey Votto. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Scott Rolen. Batting fifth. The DH, Johnny Gomes. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jay Bruce. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Drew Stubbs. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Chris Heisey. Batting ninth. The catcher, Corky Miller. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bronson Arroyo. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting second. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting third. The left fielder, Connor Jackson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Kousmanoff. Batting 7th. The DH, Gabe Gross. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Cliff Pennington. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dallas Braden. And now, play ball. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Votto hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolen hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crisp hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barton strikes out. Two outs. Connor Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Reds nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bruce hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gomes moves to second. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs bunts towards the mound. Braden fields it and throws to first for the out. Gomes moves to third. Bruce moves to second. One out. Chris Heisey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Heisey strikes out. Two outs. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gomes scores. Bruce scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Kouzmanoff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kouzmanoff hits a fly ball into right field. Bruce settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Votto is 0-for-1 in the game. Votto hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sweeney. Votto reaches second base with a double. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rolen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolen takes first base on ball four. Johnny Gomes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gomes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomes strikes out. One out. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruce hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ellis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-0 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gabe Gross is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive towards the mound. Arroyo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Heisey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Pennington batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pennington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Crisp is 0-for-1 in the game. Crisp hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Reds. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Barton is 0-for-1 in the game. Barton hits a fly ball into left field. Heisey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Athletics 2. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Heisey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Heisey is 0-for-1 in the game. Heisey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Suzuki hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Athletics 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Votto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Votto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rolen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rolen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnny Gomes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gomes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomes hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bruce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruce hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sweeney. Bruce reaches second base with a double. Roland moves to third. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pennington. Roland scores. Bruce moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Reds. Chris Heisey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Heisey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heisey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Kouzmanoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kouzmanoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Kouzmanoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabe Gross is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo throws to second for one, and Cabrera throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Ellis moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pennington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pennington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics 2. The Reds will come to bat. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller strikes out. One out. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kouzmanoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Votto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Votto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crisp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barton is 0 for 2 in the game. Barton hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 2 in the game. Suzuki hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics 2. The Reds will come to bat. Brad Ziegler now pitching. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rolen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rolen hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gomes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jay Bruce batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bruce is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bruce hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kuzminoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Kuzminoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kuzminoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuzminoff hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gabe Gross is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Heisey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tyson Ross now pitching. Chris Heisey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heisey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heisey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heisey moves to second. Corky Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Heisey moves to third. 1 out. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 4 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pennington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pennington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crisp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joey Votto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Votto is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Votto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ross, and towards Ellis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Rolen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rolen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rolen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gomes strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bruce is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Bruce hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Francisco Cordero now pitching. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 0-for-3 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-3 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barton moves to third. Rajay Davis pinch runs for Kurt Suzuki. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.